You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Our passage today is from Philippians chapter 3, two short verses, 20 and 21. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. The context of these verses comes from the conclusion of Paul's very inspiring exhortation to the Philippians, where he says just a few verses before to his, he thrives to press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. He's ending this sort of exhortation to lean into Christ and to receive all that Christ has by bringing in the idea of citizenship and connecting it with heaven. For us, the idea of citizenship is sort of assumed. It's common. We are born as citizens. We don't tend to lose our citizenship. In fact, these days, it's even easy to have several citizenships, or at least easier than it used to be. And so we don't think about citizenship all that much. It's a fairly common concept. But in the first century, when Paul is writing to the Philippians, who were Romans, many of them were Romans, citizenship was a very prized thing. It was Roman citizenship gave you status. It was a protection against the legal system and against certain kinds of enslavements or being pressed into a certain kind of work. It also gave you a voice in the political and legal system of the day. And so you weren't just sort of protected, but you also had a say. So it was a big deal. So when Paul uses this image to speak of heaven, this idea would have resonated very deeply with the Philippians. Being a citizen of God's kingdom, where you have a status in the place where God reigns, where you are protected by God himself, and you have a say in what God is doing and in his kingdom, that sounds like a very desirable reality. And so this is the image that Paul uses here to speak of heaven. And in this passage, he says this citizenship will also bring about the work of a Savior, and that work will be the transformation of our lowly body into his glorious body. So not only do we have this citizenship, but with it will come a brand new body as well, a glorious body that will be a transformation of our current one. That too is a fairly inspiring and desirable vision. To have a body that functions, that doesn't decay, that is transformed, that is glorious. We have a glimpse of Jesus' glorious body after the resurrection. And so this is the vision that Paul sets before him. And I'm also reminded, as I think about citizenship of heaven and our bodies being transformed into his glorious body, of a recent preaching I heard from someone talking about the idea of longing for heaven is longing for a place that we have never been, and somehow we already know. We have this desire to be in this place that we haven't yet been, and yet somehow something in us knows this place and wants to be there. There's an already and not yet kind of dimension to it. One of our brothers recently wrote a thesis on our participation in the life of heaven already now. And he said some things about citizenship that sort of caught my attention. So there's something here in this passage that's really fitting for the season and places us in expectation and longing for this reality of heaven that we can participate in already. So a few questions to reflect on personally. What does it mean and what does it look like for me to be a citizen of heaven already? What shape does that have? And then another question is, how can I or how can the Lord make this reality of heaven be more present in my daily life? And how can my citizenship of this other country, this other dominion, this other kingdom, be more visible and present in my own normal everyday life? This is something to ask the Lord and to reflect on.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.